弟兄姊妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
那我今天想要借着两处经文和弟兄姊妹一起思想一个主题。
I want to use two portions of scripture to consider a topic today.
那主题是重新得力。
The topic is to renew strength.
第一处经文是在马可福音主耶稣所行的一个神迹。
First passage comes from the book Gospel of Mark, a particular miracle that Jesus performed.
那这个神迹在马太、马可、路加福音里面都有记载。
This miracle was recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
那我们这里只读马可福音所记载的，请大家把圣经翻到马可福音五章。
So we are going to go over the account in Mark. So let's turn to Mark.
马可福音五章二十五节到三十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 25 to 34.
马可福音五章二十五节到三十，翻到我们大家一起来念哈。
As we turn to it, let's read it.
有一个女人患了十二年的血漏，在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了她所有的，一点也不见好，病势反倒更重了。她听见耶稣的事，就从后头来，夹在众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳，意思说，我只摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。于是她血漏的源头立刻止，她便觉得身上的灾病好了。耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去，就在众人中间转过来，谁摸我的衣裳？门徒对他说，你看众人拥挤你，还说谁摸我吗？耶稣周围观看，要看做这事的女人。那女人知道在自己身上所成的事，就恐惧战惊，来匍匐在耶稣跟前，将实情全告诉他。耶稣对他说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。
I'll read it in English. 25. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet, instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak.Because she thought, if I touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, Who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you, his disciple answered, and yet you ask, Who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth.He said to her, Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering.
那另一处经文是在以赛亚书的40章29节到31节。
The other passage is in Isaiah.
这是今天我们的主题经文。
Isaiah 40.
那我们一起来念。
29 to 31.
40章29节到31节。疲乏的他是能力，软弱的他加力量，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦。强壮的也必全然跌倒，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Verse 29, Isaiah 40. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
OK, 那我们先来看这个神迹啊。
Okay, let's look at this miracle.
我想这个神迹大家都很熟悉，可能我们当中很多弟兄姊妹已经读了很多遍。
I gather this miracle is very familiar to most of you. Most of you have read it many times.
所以每次我们读到这段记载的时候，我们就想说啊，这是一个血漏的妇人得医治的故事。
So when we come to this passage, many of us think, oh, this is the miracle about the bleeding woman.
它要教导我们如何拥挤耶稣和触摸耶稣有什么不同。
It teaches us what the difference is between crowding Jesus and touching Jesus.
告诉我们所要做的是我们需要与主有真实的关系，不仅仅是拥挤耶稣而已。
Telling us that we ought to have good relationship with Jesus, not only crowding around him.
可能是因为我们太熟悉这段经文，说我们每次读它的时候都是一带而过。
So maybe we think we're too familiar with this passage, so when we read it, we pass by.
那我想神的话语是非常丰富的。
Now I believe the Lord's words are very abundant.
我盼望今天能够从另外一个角度和弟兄姊妹一起有一点思想。
I hope to consider this miracle from a different perspective today.
那盼望神能够借着今天我们在一起的交通，能够开我们的眼睛，对我们的心来说话。
May the Lord open our eyes and open our hearts so that we can and speak to our hearts.
那我们先有一个祷告。
Let's pray.
就说我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主要我们特别把下面的时间交在主的手中。
Especially give into your hands the following time.
主要也求你亲自借着这段经文，借着这个神迹再次对我们说话。
Personally through this passage and this miracle speak to us.
主要帮助我们，让我们知道不再是那个血漏妇人得医治的故事。
Help us understand it's no longer merely a bleeding woman's story.
主要当我们读到这段经文的时候，求你帮助我们，让我们知道它是。
As we read it, please help us understand it's a story of all believers. May your spirit be with us. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 那我们现在来看这个神迹，我请大家都先来做一次医生。Let's
look at this miracle together. Let's put on our doctor's hat for a moment.
我们一起来看看这个患血漏妇人所得的病症。
Let's look at the symptoms of this bleeding woman. Now the Bible is filled with examples of miracles that Jesus performed. He let the lame walk, he let the blind see, he healed the lepers.
但是主耶稣所医治这些病与我们今天所读的这个神迹都有很大的不同。
But those people are slightly different than the miracle that we see today.
因为无论是瘸腿的，无论是瞎眼的，还是得大麻风的，这些病在外面看起来都特别的明显。Because
no matter if you're a leper, or you're blind, or you're crippled, these are very obvious external symptoms.
如果今天我们当中来了一个这样的朋友，我们可能一眼就看出来说这个人有这样的疾病。If
someone like one of those people came into our gathering today, we would recognize that immediately.
但是一个患血漏的人与这样的光景完全不同。
But to someone who is leaking blood, the situation is much different.
因为如果单单从外面看的话，你根本就看出来他有病。Because
looking externally, you cannot see that she or he is sick.
如果他不说，他不告诉你他有病的话，我们没有人能够知道我们当中有谁是患血漏的病人。If
those people such as her don't tell us anything, we would have no way of knowing what's going on inside.
所以这是患血漏病的第一个特征。So
that is the first.
这是一个里面的病，是其他人没办法知道的病。This
is an internal sickness, illness, and no one can know.
那我们来看血漏病的第二个特点。Let's
look at the second characteristic.
那关于这个病，圣经里面没有特别详细的记载。Regarding
details of this illness, the Bible doesn't describe it.
那我们只从表面上看的话，我们知道它的症状应该是血流不止，就身体上有血不停的流出来。But
by what we have, we can gather that she is bleeding continuously without stop.
那今天的医学告诉我们，如果我们身体不停的失血的话，我们很容易就得贫血的症状，贫血病。Doctors
today tell us if we continue bleeding and can't stop, we would end up with anemia.
那贫血的标准的症状就是非常容易疲乏，然后身体非常的软弱。So
the typical symptom of anemia is to be very tired.
常常头昏，严重的甚至有呼吸的困难。
Sometimes faint, dizzy, and sometimes even trouble breathing.
那不仅医学里告诉我们，其实圣经里面也告诉我们同样的事情。Not
only doctors tell us as such, the Bible says something similar.
在圣经利未记里面，利未记17章14节，那里面特别讲到说，论到一切活物的生命，就在血中。It
was back in Leviticus 17:14 where it said, the blood of a creature is its life.
这里面讲到一个人的生命就在他的血里面。
This talks about how the life of someone or some animal is in his blood.
所以漏血的话，其实就是在漏掉生命。So
to leak blood is to say leaking life.
所以这个血漏病的第二个特征就表明说，身体上有一个破口。So
the second characteristic of this illness is that there is a breach in the body.
从这个破口里面不停的失血，不停的有生命的流失。This
breach is leaking life slowly and surely, continuously.
那会让身体常常感觉疲倦无力。
To cause the host to be very lacking in strength.
那这个病的第三个特点就是它会使人非常的痛苦。
Thirdly, is that this illness is very painful.
而且是一个长期的痛苦。
And it's a continuous pain.
这里25节讲说这个妇人得这个病已经12年了。
Verse 25, it says here that woman was subject to this for 12 years.
那26节讲到说她受了许多的苦。
In verse 26, it says she suffered a great deal.
其实每个病都会使人不舒服，但是不见得每个病都会让人感觉到痛苦。
Come to think of it, many illnesses cause us discomfort, but not all illnesses cause us suffering.
就像我自己的腰不好，但是每天早上起来的时候腰都很酸痛的。
For example, my back is not that great. Every morning when I wake up, there's pain.
我想我们当中可能有不少弟兄姊妹都有这样同样的问题。
I think more than a few of us have that similar experience.
特别是早上刚刚起来，或者是你长时间开车，刚刚从车里出来的时候，腰要慢慢的才直得起来。
Especially in the morning, or if you've been driving or stationary for a long time, you have to gradually straighten your back.
但是你当你身体慢慢活动开的时候，你会发现说这些症状都会减轻。
But when you get used to it, the pain diminishes.
其实可以跟正常人差不多同样的活动，而且不影响吃喝。
To the point where you can pretty much do everything that everybody else can.
所以说感觉这样的病让我很不舒服，但是不至于让我很痛苦。
So this pain of mine, this illness of mine causes me some inconvenience, but it's not suffering.
但是这个妇人所得的这个血漏病就会让人非常非常的痛苦。
But this woman, her illness causes her great pain.
那尽管我不是姐妹，但是我也知道这个病很让人很不舒服。
Even though I'm not a sister, I know that this sickness must be very painful.
那我记得我曾经有一次跟大家交通过。
I remember sharing one time.
有一段时间我身体出了状况，就是一直的便血。
One time I had a certain condition in my body and there was always blood in my stool.
大概持续了好几个星期。
This continued for weeks.
那到最后那段时间你知道只要一想到上厕所我脑袋就疼。
Near the second half of that time period, every time I thought that I had to go to the bathroom, I would be full of worry.
那非常非常害怕，但是你又不得不去。
I was afraid, but I can't not go.
我那几周让我非常的痛苦。
So those couple of weeks were very I suffered a lot during those weeks.
那我还只是几周而已，然后就病得医治。
But that was merely a few weeks, and then I was healed.
但是这个妇人却是得了十二年之久。
But this woman has had this for a dozen years.
所以你可想而知她有多么痛苦。
So you can fathom how painful and how much suffering she's going through.
那不仅她身体上痛苦，其实她精神上更痛苦。
But consider also that not only her physical body was painful, but she also had a mental pressure.
因为按照犹太人的律法来讲，在利未记十五章记载。
Because in Israelite law,
利未记十五章第一节到第二节。
In Leviticus 15:1 and 2,
那里面说，耶和华对摩西、亚伦说：“你们晓谕以色列人说，人若身患漏症，他因这漏症就不洁净。”
It says in Leviticus 15:1-2, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when any man has an unusual bodily discharge." Such a discharge is unclean.
所以一个人如果要患了漏症的话，按照律法来讲，他就是一个不洁净的人。
So somebody has an unusual discharge. According to the law of Moses, he's unclean.
那后面讲到说，不洁净人他所摸到的，他所碰到的每个人每一个东西，就都是不洁净。
It says later on that no matter who this person touches or whoever touches this person, they become unclean too.
如果有的人不小心碰到了不洁净的人。这个人也变成不洁净。
If somebody accidentally touches her or him, even they're unclean.
说一个不洁净人，他是没有办法与家人与朋友待在一起。
So someone who is unclean cannot stay with her or his own family.
他需要被隔离出来，直到他的漏症得到医治。
She has to be isolated until she is cured.
所以这个血漏的病人就在长达十二年的时间里面，他是没有办法跟亲人在一起。
So this woman was alone for 12 years and can't really be with anyone else.
她需要被当时的社会把它隔绝出来。
According to society, they have to isolate her out.
所以这个妇人不仅外面有身体上的痛苦，而且她精神上更痛苦。
So this woman not only had physical pain, but she had emotional pain too.
那我们再看一个这个病的特点。
Let's look at another characteristic.
这个病是个很难解决、很难医治的病。
It is one that is very hard to cure and very difficult to deal with.
那二十五节里面讲说，这个妇人看了好些的医生，可惜都没有看好，没有治好。
It says in verse 25 that she went to many doctors and she couldn't be cured.
不仅一点不见好，病势反倒更严重。
Not only was she not made better, instead became worse.
说这么多年，不知道有多少的医生在这个血漏病的面前束手无策。
So many years, it's impossible to know how many doctors came around and had nothing to offer.
他们不仅没有把这个妇人的病治好，反倒病势反倒更重。
Not only did they not heal the patient, they made the patient's situation worse.
所以医生所带给这个妇人的就是一次和又一次的失望。
So doctor brought disappointment after one disappointment after another to her.
一个在病中的人，你知道什么是对他最重要的吗？
Someone who is sick, do you know what is most important to him or her?
就是医生告诉他说，你这个病没关系，可以治得好。
That is when the doctor says, "Don't worry, this thing will be." This thing can be taken care of.
只要可治就有希望。
As long as there's a way to heal it, to fix it, there's hope.
那我父母现在年纪大了。
Now my parents are very elderly now.
身体不是很好, 偶尔严重的时候还会住院。
Their physical body is not that great, and when it's severe, they need to go to the hospital.
那我们家只有兄弟俩都在这边。
Me and my brother are just two of us in our family, and we're both over here.
所以他们身边没有子女能够照顾他们。
So they don't have other children around them that can take care of them.
那很多的时候，其实他们生病，他们也不敢告诉我们，怕我们着急。
Many times when they become ill, they dare not to tell us. They're afraid we would be worried.
很多的时候都是在电话里面几次才知道啊，住院了。
Many times it's after stern questioning that we realize, oh, you're sick.
所以我们就不停地给他们打电话。
So we continuously call them.
你觉得打电话里面最常问的一个问题是什么吗？
What's the most frequent used question in the phone call?
就是有没有见好啊？
That is, are you getting better?
你觉得只要是有恢复，一天比一天见好就有盼望了。
Are you better than yesterday? As long as you're making some progress, that's a good thing.
如果每次打电话，我父母都讲说，哎呀，还是原来的样子，而且病势越来越重。
If I call them, and each time they say to me, no, it's worse than yesterday, and it's much more severe every time.
那我想可能我跟我哥哥就坐不住，就要买票，买机票回国。
Then I would think that me and my brother can't sit here still anymore. We'd probably get a flight out.
所以在病的里面，一天比一天见好是非常非常重要。So
in sickness, to have the hope of getting better and better is very important.
它不仅给病人盼望，也给病人的家属带来盼望。
Gives hope to the patient and also to the patient's people around the patient.
但很可惜的是，这个妇人十二年都没有这样的盼望。
Unfortunately, this particular woman had no hope for 12 years.
实在是让人一个非常失望的病人。It's
a very bleak situation.
那我们花了这么多的时间，一起来看说这个妇人所得的病。Now
we spent a great deal of time looking at her illness.
那我现在要来，请大家我们一起来看，这跟我们有什么关系？
So I invite all to let's take a look at what this has to do with us.
那我们刚刚列了这个病的几个特征。
Those few characteristics I listed earlier.
会常常让我们感到软弱无力，常常感觉到疲乏。
To make us feel weak and tired.
可能其他人都不知道，但是我们病人自己知道说他的生命的软弱。
Maybe others don't know, but the sick person, him or herself, knows her weakness.
外面看上去可能还好，但是里面非常痛苦，非常枯干。
On the outside, he or she may look fine, but inside she's full of pain.
那可能痛苦到一个地步，没有人能够理解我们，没有人能够解决我们的问题。
Maybe to the point where no one can heal us, no one can understand us.
说弟兄姊妹，当我这么描述这些症状的时候，你有没有同样的感觉？
So brothers and sisters, when I describe it in this way, I wonder if you have a similar feeling.
可能我们看上去都很正常。
Maybe we appear very normal.
我们可以照常的读经，照常的祷告，照常来参加聚会。
We can read scripture, we can pray, we can come to gathering.
可能周五还是来到教会带弟兄姊妹查经，主日来领会。
Maybe Friday we lead Bible study, and on Sunday we preside the Lord's table.
甚至我们还可以站在讲台上来讲道。
Perhaps even preach.
但是我们里面却是软弱无力。
But inside we're full of weakness.
就像圣经里面所说，像干旱疲乏无水之地。
It's like that phrase in the Bible where it says, in dry and parched land.
如果我们只是偶尔有这样的状态还好。
If this is a very, if we're seldomly like this, then that's okay.
但是我们的经历告诉我们，我们会常常在这种软弱的光景里面。
But from experience, we know that we often fall into this kind of trap.
就对属灵的事，对属灵的追求没有兴趣。
With regards to spiritual things and spiritual pursuit, we have no interest.
很多我们应该去做的事情，我们也没有力量去做。
Many things that we ought to do, we don't have the strength to do them.
弟兄姊妹，如果你也有这样的感觉，就表明我们也是患血漏症的病人。
Brothers and sisters, if you have this same sentiment, I tell you that you are also internally bleeding.
只不过这个病没有发生在我们肉身的身体上。
Only it's not a physical thing.
这个病是在我们属灵的生命上。
It is a spirit. It's an illness that's affecting our spirit.
表明我们属灵的生命上有漏洞、有破口，以至于神所赐给我们的生命留不住。
It means that there is a breach in our spiritual life to the point where God's blessings can't remain.
我想家里有游泳池的人都知道，游泳池最怕的就是有漏洞。
I think that anyone who has a swimming pool at their home understands that the worst thing that can happen to a swimming pool is that if there's a leak.
只要有漏洞，无论多么小，游泳池里的水早晚会漏光。
No matter how small the hole or breach, it will be drained completely eventually.
因为这个漏是一个持续性的漏。
Because it is continuous.
短时间一天可能看不出有什么差别。
In a short while, you can't really see any difference.
但是日积月累下来，你就知道说它的严重性了。
But as the days and months go by, we realize its severity.
所以同样的道理，我们的生命里面破口不用多，只要有一个，神给我们的恩典和祝福早晚会漏掉。
In the same way, if we have some kind of breach in our spiritual life, just give it time, the blessings will leak out.
只要我们的漏洞破口只有一个，仇敌就可以借着它来攻击、来破坏我们。
If we have one breach, the enemy can use that against us.
不知道大家有没有这样的经历？
I don't know if you have similar experience.
多少的时候我们参加了一些特会，我们听到一些信息，我们真的从神那里得到非常大非常大的供应。
How many times we attend a special meeting or gathering or conference, we are really fed spiritually.
我们灵里面特别饱足，就像吃了一顿属灵的大餐一样。
Our spirits are fed so well, it's like we had a feast and we're very satisfied.
那常常讲说在地如同在天的感觉。
Feeling like we're living on earth as it is in heaven.
但是你发现不长的时间，这如同在天的感觉就没有了。
But then you realize as the days go by, that high wanes.
心里的火热就不见。
The zeal in us is gone.
原因就是在我们生命当中有漏症。
The reason is that we have a breach in our heart.
神的供应因着我们生命上的漏洞的缘故，不知不觉的漏掉。
Lord's providence, our blessing. I don't know how, but they just keep going away.
可能我们身上个人的罪，或者是各样，无论我们自己知道，无论我们自己不知道，可能都是我们身上的漏洞。
Perhaps our own sin, whether we know them or not, are such things, are such breaches.
其实不止这样，我们一些的习惯，我们一些的性情，也可以成为我们生命当中的漏症。
Not only our sins, but our temperament, our hobbies, or habit can also be a breach.
就像我们的脾气、我们的懒散，或者是我们的话语
，maybe our temper, our laziness, or our words，
这些漏症都会使我们的生命丧失掉、流失掉。
These holes will drain our life away，
使我们没有办法长大成熟。
To prevent us from growing mature，
可能我们每个人的漏症都不大一样。
Maybe our breaches in all of us are different。
我相信游戏可能常常是年轻人的漏症。
Individually, maybe games are often the holes and breaches of young people.
特别是那些男孩子
especially the boys.
那我相信大人沉迷在当中的不多。
I assume that adults are a little bit different.
但你会发现说，网络确实是很多大人的漏症。
But surfing the internet continuously may be your breach.
那连续剧可能是很多姐妹的漏症。
Or maybe a TV series or Korean dramas are yours for sisters.
因为太多的时间，我们的心思就被这些东西所占据。
Many times our hearts are taken over by these things.
我们很多亲近主的时间都花在这些东西上。
All those times that we should use to draw near to God, we use on these things.
所以这些使我们灵里软弱，使我们远离主的东西，都是我们生命当中的漏症。
So these breaches are all things that cause our spirit to be weak, to draw away from the Lord.
我们个人的生命上有这些破口，让我们的生命受损失。
Or individually, we have these breaches in our heart to do damage to our life.
其实，在我们的家庭里面，在我们的教会当中，道理是一样的。
But also in our family and also in church, it's the same principle.
只要我们有漏症，只要我们有破口，神的祝福早晚会漏掉。
If we have a hole, if we have a breach, Lord's blessings will drain away.
就会像这个血漏这个妇人一样，落在一种软弱无力的光景里面。
Just as this bleeding woman for 12 years with her weakness and her hopelessness.
那我们一起看了说这个妇人的病，我们也知道说我们都有相似的这个病痛。
Now we looked at the sickness of this woman and also our own.
那我们现在看一看说这个血漏的妇人是如何被主医治。
Now let's look at how this bleeding woman was healed by our Lord.
那盼望主可以借着这个妇人被医治能够给我们一些启示。
May the Lord use that as a information and revelation for us to understand.
也可以帮助我们把我们从自己的这个生命的漏洞当中能够救出来。
And help us to get out of this cycle of being having a breach in our life.
那我看这个妇人之所以能够得到医治，有几个原因呢？
I'm looking at this woman. She is she's being cured for a few reasons.
那我们一个一个来看。
There's the few reasons that she can be healed. Let's look at them.
第一个原因是她知道自己有病，她知道她需要医治。
First, she knows she is sick, and she knows she needs to be healed.
那二十九节那里讲到说，于是她血漏的源头立刻干了，她便觉得身上的灾病好了。
In 29 it says, immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from suffering.
所以这个血漏是有源头。
So this leak has a origin.
表面上是个血漏，但是是有一个根本的问题导致了这样的问题。
On the surface, it's just leaking blood, but there's a foundational origin and reason.
所以当主耶稣的能力，医治的能力进来的时候，这个妇人立刻就感觉她血漏的根源被止住。
So when the Lord's power went into her, she knew from the foundation of the problem that it's gone.
所以这是这个妇人得到医治一个非常关键的原因。
This is a very special, very important reason for her getting healed.
就是她知道她生命出了状况，她知道她生命出了问题。
That is, she knows that her life has breaches and problems.
她也知道她根源在哪里。
She also knew the source of it.
她知道这种常常软弱无力、这种疲乏困倦的光景是不正常的光景。
She knew that this cycle of being weak and pale and all these things is not normal.
那弟兄姐妹，当我们在这样的光景里面的时候，我们有没有感觉说这是不正常的光景？
So then, brothers and sisters, and when we are in this kind of situation, do we think it's normal?
我们有没有感觉到说这是我们生命当中出了问题？
Do we feel like that there's a problem in our spiritual life?
还是我们感觉一切还都好，我还都能够掌控得住？
Or do we feel like we can handle it ourselves?
还是感觉我们生命非常成熟，我们生命当中一点破口都没有。
Or do we feel that we're very mature and we don't need any help because we don't have any breaches?
那主耶稣在马可福音二章十七节那里面特别讲到说，健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
The Lord said back in chapter 2 of Mark, he said, "It's not the healthy who needs a doctor, but the sick. I have not called to come the righteous, but the sick."
很多的时候，我们需要主开我们的眼睛，让我们知道我们生命当中真实的光景。
Many times we need the Lord to open our eyes to help us see our true spiritual condition.
知道我们是病人，知道我们需要被医治。
To know that we are the sick, to know that we need to be cured.
那前一段时间有一次，我和宏宇开车出门。
I was out with my wife in the car.
那路上一边开车一边听信息。
Now in the car we were listening to a message.
那天我们听的信息是十二栏里面的两篇信息。
It was that day. It was two messages in that series called the 12 Baskets.
一篇是讲闲话漏掉生命，另外一篇讲贫穷的人。
The first one talked about meaningless talk or gossip drains life, and the other one is talking about the poor.
那信息里面特别讲说，多少的时候我们以为只有罪能够使我们的生命漏掉。
The message said many times we think that it's only merely our sins that cause our life to be leaked out.
岂不知我们的闲话也可以使我们的生命漏掉。
But not knowing that our gossip,
其实很多的时候不是我们生命当中没有破口。
That our gossip can do that too. Now, the problem is not that we don't know that there's a breach in our life.
是我们不知道它是破口。
Is that we don't know that something is a breach.
我们都已经习以为常。
We're very used to it.
那另外讲到说，我们每一个得救的儿女，我们常常心里面也有老几家的光景，老几家的问题。
The other topic said a lot about how some of us are quite like the people in the church of Laodicea.
那就是我们自己以为是富足的，但是实际上我们是贫穷。
That is thinking we are rich, but we're truly poor.
我们以为我们自己一样都不缺。哪想到在神的眼里我们是瞎眼的，我们是赤身的。
Thinking that we lack nothing, but in God's eyes we are wicked and we're empty and we're cold.
那信息里面讲到说，其实有和没有的问题还相对容易解决。
The Bible says, to know whether there is a hole or not, that's a relatively simple thing to deal with.
但是贫穷和富足的问题很不容易解决。
But the problem of being poor or rich is very difficult to deal with.
问题在于一个没有的人他知道没有。
Because a person who has nothing knows he has nothing.
因为他没有所以神就容易遇见他。
Since he knows he has nothing, it's easy for the Lord to meet him.
但是对于一个贫穷的人来讲他有的一点点就成为他的拦阻。
But to someone who is poor,that little that he or she have becomes his stumbling block.
就像一个小孩子第一次有了一点钱。
Like a small child, the first time he's given some kind of money or allowance,
他就以为他是天下最有钱的人。
He or she will think that she is the richest person in the world.
如果他没有钱，他还知道说他没有。
If he doesn't have any money, at least he knew.
但是因为他有了，他就以为他会很多。
But because he has a little, he thinks that it's a lot.
所以在属灵的事情上，没有的人容易遇见神。
So when it comes to spiritual things, those who are completely bankrupt can come to the Lord.
但对于贫穷的人来讲，他有的那一点点，他曾经有的对主的经历、对主的认识，就成为他生命长进的拦阻。
But to those who are poor, those who may have had some experience with the Lord before, it might be a stumbling block.
那我跟宏宇听了这两篇信息以后，对我们俩来说触动都很大。
So when me and my wife listened to this message, it touched us a lot.
她当时就问我说：“你听了什么感觉？”
So she looked at me and said, "What do you think?" After
我说：“我感觉就是在说我。”
I said, "It's talking about me."
我就是那个贫穷的人。
I am that poor person.
是在盼望说神能够借着他自己的光照，要表明我们自己真实的光景。
I hope the Lord can illuminate our heart to tell us our true condition.
知道我们自己是贫穷的人，知道我们自己是有病的人，知道我们需要被主来医治。
To know that we are the poor, we're the sick, and that our life needs to be cured by our Lord Jesus.
那这个妇人能够得医治的第二个原因是她有一个强烈被医治的愿望。
Now this woman, the second reason she can be healed is that she had a strong desire to be healed.
她不甘心一生就活在这样软弱无力的光景里面。
She was not satisfied with just living in this condition.
她要得医治，她要让自己的身体强壮起来，她要重新得力。
She wanted to be cured. She wanted to be made strong again.
为了重新可以过一个正常的生活，她可以付上任何的代价。
For the sake of living a normal life, she was willing to pay any price.
26节那里面讲说，她花尽了她所有。
As it says in verse 26, she had spent all she had.
那这个故事在路加福音里面是说。他在医生的手里花尽了他一切养生的。
And then the Luke's parallel account, it says that in her hands, she spent all the money she had to see the doctors.
所以他为了他的病能够得到医治，为了他能够重新得力，他肯付上任何的代价。
For the sake of being cured, to regain her strength, she was willing to pay any price.
说弟兄姐妹，当我们在灵里软弱的时候，我们有没有像这个妇人一样？
So brothers and sisters, when we are spiritually weak, are we like her?
就是我们有一个不甘心，我们不甘心一直陷在这样软弱的光景里面。
And that is to say, we are unwilling to remain in such a condition, a weak condition.
我们不甘心神借着耶稣基督所赐给我们一切属灵的祝福，因着我们身体上的漏洞被白白的流失掉。
Unwilling to lose all of God's blessings just because of a breach or a hole in our spiritual life.
属灵的软弱或者是灵性的低谷是难免。
A weak spirit or a spiritual valley is a very difficult condition.
只要我们是旧照的生命，只要是老亚当的后裔，我们都会有这样的经历。
As long as we have the old man, the man from Adam in us, it will always be a problem.
但是有经历的人会讲说，对一个基督徒来说，虽然属灵的低落。属灵的软弱是难免的，但这却不是正常。
But to someone who is experienced, he or she knows, for a Christian, to have a spiritual valley is inevitable, but it's not normal.
就像我们的生病是难免的，但是生病是不正常。
Like when we get sick, it's inevitable, but it's still not normal.
它需要被医治，需要被解决。
We need to resolve it.
所以属灵上的软弱和我们身体上生病是一样的。
So spiritual sickness is the same as that of our body.
尽管它难免，但是我们不能把它当作是正常。
Even though we'll inevitably go through it, we can't think that it's a normal thing.
我们不能让这样的光景持续下去，我们要求神来帮助我们。
We can't let this kind of predicament continue. We must seek Lord's help.
我们要靠着神的恩典，找到我们灵性软弱的原因，然后来勇敢地面对它。
Leaning on His grace to figure out where we're weak and and to be healed.
我们要知道说是我们的罪导致我们的软弱，还是我们的个性，还是我们外面生活上的压力。
We must think, is it our sin? Is it our temperament? Is it pressure, external pressures?
我们要靠着神的恩典和能力来医治它，来解决它。
We must rely on God's grace and power to get through it.
那很多的时候，其实我们没有办法从软弱当中出来，不是神的能力不够。
Now many times, us failing to come out of weakness is not that God is not strong enough.
神从来不希望我们软弱。
God is not willing that we should be weak.
他也不愿意我们受苦。
He doesn't want us to suffer.
他巴不得我们能够从软弱当中出来。
He wishes that we can come out of our weakness.
那问题是我们自己的意愿不够强烈。
The problem is our determination is not good enough.
我们没有认识到这个问题的严重性。
We have not come to realize the severity of the problem.
我们可能常常觉得没什么大不了的，又不是什么大罪。
We may think it's no big deal, it's not some great sin.
那谁软弱不软弱呢? 连保罗都这么讲。
So who is without sin? Like even Paul said that.
所以看看连续剧没什么关系，我白天工作那么累。
So I can look at, I've spent all day at work, it's okay for me to look at some TV shows.
那我在网上流连往返也没什么关系，这个时代谁不会这样?
I can browse the internet for as long as I want, I mean, who doesn't do that anymore?
所以我们就很轻易地把这些问题忽略掉。
So we rationalize the problem and sweep it under the rug.
我们会发现如果我们任凭自己这样下去的话，我们就会越来越软弱。
We realize that if we accept our own thinking in this way, we will become weaker and weaker. We'll lose appetite towards spiritual things more and more.
那有一个传道人常常引用宣信弟兄的一句话。
There's an evangelist who often utilized something that Albert Simpson once said.
来劝勉他们自己教会的弟兄和姐妹。
To admonish the brothers and sisters in his church.
那宣信弟兄是说，爱神的能力是从神而来的，但是爱神的心愿在于人。
He said the power of loving God comes from God, but the desire to love God is people's.
我再重复一遍哈，爱神的能力是从神而来，但是爱神的心愿在于人。
Let me repeat that. The power to love God comes from God, but to love the desire to love God comes from us.
所以这位弟兄就讲说，我们得胜的能力在于神，但是得胜的心愿和心智也在于人。
Says that the power to love God comes from Him, but our own willingness, our heart to do it comes from us.
所以今天我们要有一个心智，要从软弱当中出来。
So we should have a willingness to come out from.
如果我们自己没有这样的心愿，没有人能够帮助我们。If
we don't have this willingness, no one can help us.
如果我们自己没有这样的心愿，甚至耶稣也没有办法帮助我们。Jesus
himself can't help us.
那有一个主仆潘阳，一个主所使用的仆人，曾经讲过一件事情。A
brother named David Panton once said this.
他说有一个医生有一天叫一个护士去看一个病人。He
said a doctor sent his nurse to look at a patient.
让这个病人去做一件事情。
To have the nurse tell the patient, do something.
然后这个护士就按照医生的吩咐就去了。So
the nurse went.
看到这个病人以后，就告诉这个病人说，医生要你做什么。
Went up to the patient and said, the doctor asked me to tell you to do this.
这个病人就说，我不能做，我做不了。The
patient said, no, I can't do that.
于是这个护士就回到医生那里，告诉医生说，病人说了他做不了，他不能做。So
the nurse relayed this message back to the doctor saying, the patient refuses to do it.
医生听了就很奇怪，明明已经都医治好。
The doctor was very confused. He thought, you know, it's obvious that he's already been healed.
所以他就来到这病人面前，给这病人又做了一次检查。So
he went to the patient himself again and did another checkup.
所以他给这个病人下的结论说，不是这个病人不能。So
he came to the conclusion: it's not that the patient can't,
而是不可能。
Couldn't. It's that he wouldn't.
在里面他先是不肯。The
patient wouldn't.
在外面就导致他不能。
Inside he wouldn't, so outside he can't.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天我们想从软弱当中出来，
So friends, when we want to come out of weakness today,
我们先不要考虑我们自己能不能。
We shouldn't consider whether we can or not.
主今天可能问你，问我们，问我们肯不肯。
Lord asked us first, are you willing?
如果我们肯的话，他会对我们说下面的话。
If we are willing, he'll say this.
我的恩典够你用。 因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
My grace is sufficient for you.
在哥林多前书十二章九节。
My power is perfected in weakness. In 2 Corinthians 12:9.
只要我们愿意，只要我们肯。
As long as we're willing and we're able.
神会告诉我们他的恩典够我们用。
Lord tells us His grace is sufficient.
因为他的能力要在我们的软弱上显得完全。
Because His power is made perfect in weakness.
所以求主帮助我们，让我们要有一个心智，说不甘心留在软弱的光景里面。
So we truly ask God to give us a heart to not be willing to stay in such a situation.
那我们现在来看这个妇人得医治的另外最后一个原因。
Let's look at the last reason that this woman was healed.
也是一个非常重要的原因。
Also a very important one.
就是他对主耶稣有真实的盼望和活泼的信心。
And that is, she had true and living hope for Lord Jesus.
二十七节那里面说，他听见耶稣的事，就从后面来，夹在众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳，意思说我只摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。
It says here in verse 27, when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his cloak, I will be healed.
这个妇人只是听到耶稣所做过的一些事情，她里面就生出一个盼望了。
This lady has only heard about Jesus, but she had a strong hope.
她想说，她只要来到耶稣面前，她肯定能够得到医治。
She thought, as long as I come before Jesus, I'm no doubt I will get healed.
只要让我摸到他的衣裳，我的病肯定能够痊愈。
As soon as I touch him, no doubt surely my disease will go away.
这是一个非常了不起的盼望，也是一个非常大的信心。
This is very admirable faith.
想一想，他之前遭了多少罪，受了多少苦。
Think about the amount of suffering she has went through.
他花尽了他所有的，看了很多次医生，每一次都是失望而归。
Spending all her money going to all the doctors just to realize it can't happen.
那病没有，不仅没有好，反倒是越来越严重。
Not only did she not get better, she got worse.
换句话说，就是不治还好，越治越糟。
In other words, it would be better if she didn't go to the doctors.
那现在他只是听到一些关于耶稣的事情。
Now she had only heard about Jesus and things surrounding him.
可能听到一些耶稣所行的神迹奇事。
Perhaps heard about his miracles.
于是她心里面就生出一个盼望。
So her heart was full of hope.
她想到说，她在如果来到主耶稣的面前，她的病肯定会得到医治。
She had a hope, saying, "As if I just approach him, my illness will go away."
只要让我有机会能够摸到他，我的病一定会痊愈。
As if I have a chance to just touch his clothes, I'll be healed.
有了这样的盼望和信心，难怪圣经里面这里记载，好像那个能力是不知不觉从主耶稣的身上流出去。
Such hope and such faith that no wonder it's almost as if from the scriptures it's that the power of Jesus was involuntarily left him.
这个能力进到这个妇人身体里面的时候，这个妇人的病就得到了痊愈。
The power went from Jesus to her, and she was healed instantly.
所以这里面看到说，我们不仅要有信心和盼望。
So we see here, we not only have to have faith and hope,
而且我们的信心、盼望的对象一定要对。
But also the target of our faith and hope must be correct.
当这个妇人她把她的信心和盼望放在医生身上的时候
，When this woman set her hopes on doctors,
结果就是一次和又一次的失望。
It was one disappointment after another.
但是当她把信心的锚抛在耶稣基督的身上的时候，
But when she anchored her hope on Jesus,
哪怕只是摸到了耶稣的衣裳，她的病就得到了完全的医治。
Merely touching his clothes, she was healed completely.
所以我们的信心和盼望的根基一定要对。
So the foundation of our hope and faith must be right.
那今天不是福音聚会，我只是略略的提一下。
Now, today is not a gospel meeting, so I'm just reminding you.
那如果我们在座当中有福音朋友的话，我想请您注意。
If there are anybody here who has not yet believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, I remind you, tell you.
我们的信心和盼望一定要建立在正确的根基上。
Our faith, our hope must be put on the correct foundation and target.
那我们不仅要有信心和盼望，而且我们的信心和盼望必须是活的。
Our hope and faith must also be alive.
一个活的信心一定会带出外面的行为来。
A living faith, no doubt, exhibit actions.
雅各书二章二十二节里面特别讲到说，信心会因着行为才能够得到成全。
James 2:22 says, faith and works will work together.
我们已经讲说，这个血漏的妇人在犹太人当中是被定义为不洁净的人。
We already mentioned that to Israel, this woman was unclean.
她碰到谁，谁就成为一个不洁净的人。
Whoever she touched becomes unclean.
那这样的人来到众人当中，他要想要在拥挤当中来摸主耶稣的话，他要面临非常大非常大的压力。
So she, this kind of person, if she's going to crowd around everyone to approach Jesus, very difficult.
她可能要面对一些人嫌弃的眼神。
She might have to endure some glares.
有可能有些人会斥责她说你怎么可以来到众人当中。
Or some people who despise and accuse her, how could you come to us?
那这一切的事情都没有拦住她来到耶稣的面前。
None of these things swayed her away.
这些外面的行为都是她里面信心的彰显。
All these external things that she did was just a representation of what was going on inside.
我们想一想，如果她不来，如果她不挤，如果她不摸，她的疾病没有办法得到医治。
Think about it. If she didn't do what she did, there was no way she would have been healed.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天如果主借着今天的信息告诉我们，我们生命当中有破口。
So from the Lord's message, we learn that we have breaches in our spiritual life.
我们要认真的对付，不能只是停留在口头上。
We must take very serious steps to deal with them, not only stopping at our mouth and admission.
不能只是停留在心愿上。
Not only stopping on willingness.
我们要有具体的行动。
We must have specific actions.
我们要靠着神所赐给我们的恩典，我们一步一步来堵住我们生命当中的漏洞。
By the grace given to us by our God, we must fill all the breaches in our spiritual life.
让我们里面的信心是一个活的信心。
So that our faith is living inside.
那我想我们知道我们里面的软弱，发现我们生命当中有漏洞的时候，我们所做的第一件事情就是要回到主的面前。
Now once we realize that we have a breach and that we have a problem, the first thing we should do is return.
就像这个
雪漏
妇人所做的。
Just as what the woman did.
那在旧约撒迦利亚书里面，神曾经对先知撒迦利亚说，在撒迦利亚书第一章第三节。
In the Old Testament, second to last book, Zechariah chapter 1 verse 3, the Lord said through Zechariah to Israel,
所以你要对以色列人说，万军之耶和华如此说，你们要转向我，我就转向你们，这是万军之耶和华说的。
The Almighty Lord said, you must return to me and I'll return to you.
这是撒迦利亚书第一章第三节。
That's back in Zechariah 1:3.
神应许我们说，只要我们回转归向他，他就转向我们。
God promises.As long as we turn around and go to Him, He will come to us.
那同样的话，在新约的雅各书里面，在四章第八节。
Similar statement is made in James 4, verse 8.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Draw near to Him, and He'll draw near to you.
神从来没有抛弃我们。
The Lord never abandons us.
他永远都是在等着我们来归向他。
He waits for His children to draw near to Him.
就像那个浪子的父亲一样。
Just like the younger.Prodigal son of that father.
他永远希望我们能够得到丰盛的生命。
He wishes that we have abundant life.
他巴不得我们能够过得胜的生活。
He wishes that we can be triumphant.
那关键是我们是否愿意回转来归向神。
It pivots on whether we're willing or not to turn around.
那什么时候我们要转向神的话，神就一定转向我们。
But here's the promise: if we're willing to return to Him, He'll turn to us.
当我们在软弱失败的光景里面，我们转向神，神一定会赐下他生命的大能。
In our weakness and frailty, if we return to Him, He'll no doubt grant us His power.
当我们被仇敌辖制的时候，我们转向神，神一定会让我们得胜。
When we are restricted by the enemy, we turn to the Lord, He'll set us free.
那《士师记》里面记载了以色列百姓其次软弱失败，其次回转神，神其次兴起士师来拯救他们。
The book of Judges mentioned 11 times that Israel fell. Oh, 7 times that Israel turned away from the Lord, and the Lord raised up judges to rescue them.
尽管那里讲的是以色列百姓的历史，但是属灵的原则是一样。
Even though it's a history of Israelites, but the principles are the same.
只要我们真心归向神，完全回到他里面，我们就有转机。
For us, if we truly turn to the Lord and turn back, we have hope.
只要我们回到主的里面，我们就会发现我们自己重新接上能力。
If we return to the Lord, we feel like we're getting in touch with God's power again.
神所赐给我们的喜乐和平安和以前的祝福都会回来。
All the joy, peace that we had before, we will get it again.
那这里我有一个特别的提醒。
I have a special reminder here.
就是我们不能把眼光常常停留在自己的失败和软弱的上面。
And that is, we should not always look and dwell on our own weakness and failures.
因为这是我自己常常的光景。
Because it's something that I usually do.
因为当我们不甘心这样一直软弱的时候，我们就会回到神的面前。
Because if we, when we're unwilling to stay in our illness, we return to the Lord.
我们回到主的面前认罪悔改。
求主来帮助我们。We confess, we repent, we ask for help.
那这时候我们非常容易会陷入一种状况。
It's very easy to slide into a trap.
就是被我们自己的曾经的失败所打倒。
And that is to be beaten down by our own failures.
我们想到这些家庭的问题、孩子的问题、各样的压力、各样的难处。
We think about all the issues that we had with family, maybe something with our kid, it will cause us to fall in.
我们可能会不停地责备自己，如果那个时候我要那样做就好。
A trap of accusing ourselves. You know, at that time, I should have did this more.
如果孩子小的时候，我多花一些时间陪他就好。
When the child was young, I should have spent more time with him or her.
所以我们的眼目就停留在自己的身上，就停留在自己的失败上。
So our eyes are fixed on ourselves as well as our past failures.
那仇敌也不闲着。Then
the enemy is not resting either.
他就不停地在我们心思里面来控告我们。And
he will accuse us too.
于是我们越想越生气，我们就开始自暴自弃。And
to the point where we, the more we think about it, the more upset we are.
那我们甚至会在神面前埋怨神，我们怀疑我们以前在神面前的服事。We
would despise ourselves or even to the point where we would doubt our service to the Lord.
尽管我们知道我们要仰望主，但是我们的眼光就是不停地一直停留在自己的身上。Although
we know we should fix our eyes on our Lord, but we can't see past ourselves.
我们不是不可以看自己。It's
not that we shouldn't look at ourselves.
因为圣经很多的时候，主就是要借着环境，借着我们自己身上的问题，使我们能够认识到自己。Because
Scripture tells us we should often look at ourselves, look at our situation to help us to understand ourselves.
但是我们要知道，这不是最终的目的。最终的目的是要把我们带到耶稣的面前。But
this is not the intention, the end intention. The intention is to bring us to Jesus.
我们为着自己的过错忧伤痛悔，这个是需要，这是好。We
being broken and contrite in our own sins, that's a good thing.
但是不能太多，太多就是消耗，就是损失，我们就会落在死亡里面。But
it shouldn't be excessive. And if we do it too excessively, it leads to death.
曾经有一位年长的弟兄讲,
an elder said this once,
说每一次你落在过犯错误的里面, 你可以看一次自己, 但要立刻仰起头来看十次主。
For every one time you look at yourself and your sins, look 10 times at the Lord.
看一次自己,
look at yourself once,
但要立刻仰起头来看十次主。
But immediately look at the Lord 10 times.
所以一旦觉得我们自己有过错、痛悔的时候，我们应该立刻仰起头来仰望主。
So as soon as we feel that we have been wrong and we repent, we must look at Lord.
我们要靠着他的血蒙洁净。
We must rely on His blood and the power of His blood to clean.
我们要靠着他赐给我们的生命能够前行。
By the life He has given us to continue.
我们没有必要为着我们以往的错误过犯自己来3天、5天，甚至很长的时间。
No need to rebuke or torture ourselves 3, 5, 7 days.
很长的时间以后，我们才想起要转脸仰望主。
And then after dwelling on our past sins for many days, then we go seek the Lord.
就像在这个比赛场上这个赛跑的运动员一样。
Like if you're a runner.
如果他一不小心在中途摔了一跤。
If you fell face flat in the middle of your race,
你想他是站在那儿悔恨难过3-5分钟，然后再跑呢，还是立马上就跑？
Do you think that racer will just stand there and wallow in self-pity for a while before continuing?
我想我们都知道说，运动员会起身马上就跑。
We know that he would immediately continue.
但是非常奇怪的是，今天我们在属灵的路上，我们常常会停下来。
But oddly enough, spiritually, sometimes we stop.
所以我们的失败就是我们一而再、再而三地回头看自己。
So the failure that we have is that we keep looking at ourselves 3, 5, 7 days.
那在民数记里面，民数记21章里面记载了一段故事。
In Numbers 21:6-9，那里面讲到说，以色列人因为这个旷野的路难行，就开始抱怨神和摩西。Numbers 21:6-9，6-9节。6-9。6-9。It's when the Israelites were complaining to Moses.
然后神就使火蛇进到百姓当中，许多人被蛇咬就死了。
And then the Lord sent venomous snakes.
那百姓认罪，就求摩西到神面前来，让神能够赦免他们。
Many of them died, and they went to Moses to seek forgiveness.
那神做了一件非常奇妙的事情。
And Lord did something very interesting.
神没有让蛇走。
The Lord did not take back the snakes.
神也没让亲自来医治那些被蛇咬的人。
Nor did he individually heal those who were bitten.
神却让摩西造了一个铜蛇挂在杆子上。
He had Moses make a bronze snake.
凡被咬的只要仰望这个铜蛇，他就得救。
So that those who are bitten can look at that bronze snake and be
healed. 那些不望铜蛇看着自己伤口的人就死。
Those who did not look at the snake and just kept looking at themselves, they died.
看伤口不错，但是一直看伤口，我们就上了仇敌的当。
It's not wrong to look at our own wounds, but to look at it excessively and only, that's a trap of the enemy.
伤口是引我们去仰望基督。
Our wounds cause us to look to the Lord.
那没有看见伤口，当然我们就不需要耶稣。
Now, of course, if we don't even look at our own wounds, then we don't need Jesus.
但是我们一旦发现我们自己身上有伤口，我们所需要做的就是立刻来仰望主。
But as soon as we find out that we have a wound, we must look at the Lord.
那我们现在来看这个妇人最后的结局。
Let's look at the results.
这个妇人带着真实的盼望，活不得信心来到耶稣的面前。
So this woman was full of hope and living faith. Went to Jesus.
那她血漏得到了完全的医治。
And she was fully healed.
她多年梦寐以求的事情终于实现。Years
and years of dream have finally come to pass.
她已经完全满足，从此一生别无所求。So
she's fully satisfied. She has no other desire.
她本来就想这样悄悄的来，然后悄悄的走。She
maybe wanted to stay silent and come quietly and leave quietly.
但她没想到主耶稣会在众人面前把她叫出来。Little
did she know the Lord singled her out in the crowd.
那更让他没想到的是，主耶稣竟然亲口对他说。
Also, she didn't know that the Lord would speak to her individually.
那第34节里面讲说，女儿，你的信救了你。
What he said in verse 34, daughter, your faith has healed you.
平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。
Go in peace and be freed from your suffering.
那这位创造宇宙、掌管万有的主，竟然在众人面前接纳他，称他为儿。 称她为女儿。
Now this Lord of all creation actually called this woman.
从此这个妇人不再是那个人人都瞧不起的妇人。
From then on, this woman was no longer someone who everyone despised.
从此她也不需要再躲着众人，也不需要再远离家人。
Nor would she need to hide away from everyone, isolate herself from her family.
她现在是蒙主所爱的女儿。
Now she is a person loved by the Lord.
不仅她的灾病都痊愈了，而且主耶稣告诉她说：“你得救。”Not
only was her disease healed, the Lord also told her she's saved.
她以为她身体上的疾病得到医治已经是好的无比。She
must have thought that being physically healed was nothing better.
但是在主耶稣看来，这还不够好。But
to the Lord, that wasn't good enough.
主耶稣告诉她，不仅你身体上的疾病得到了痊愈。So
the Lord told her, not only was your physical body healed completely.
而且你的灵魂也得到了拯救。Your
soul is saved too.
要感谢赞美主。We
must praise and thank God.
她不再是那个不洁净的人。She
was no longer that unclean person.
她现在是一个新造的人，是一个在众人面前成为神荣耀见证的人。Now
she was a new creature, and she was a witness and testimony to God.
主将她身上的软弱除去。The
Lord removed her weakness.
那用她自己的能力来复辟她。
Using his own strength to guide her.
感谢主，这是主在这个妇人身上所做的。
Thank God, this is something that the Lord did for this woman.
其实主今天要在我们的身上做同样的工作。
But God wants to do the same thing in us.
只要我们愿意来到主的面前。
As long as we are willing.
只要我们愿意让主来医治我们。
Willing for him to fix and heal us.
他一定要恢复我们。
He will restore us.
他要刚强我们，使我们可以重新得力。
He'll strengthen us so that we can regain our strength.
那我们现在来看我们今天的主题经文。
Let's look then at our main verse.
以赛亚书40章29节31节。
Which is Isaiah 40:29-31.
那我请大家我们一起再来念一遍。Let's
read it again.
疲乏的，他赐能力；软弱的，他加力量。就是少年人也要疲乏困倦。 强壮的也必全然跌倒，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力。他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。He
gives strength to the weary and increases power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
这里面的少年人和强壮的都是指说靠着我们肉自然人的力量。
Here, in verse 30, where it says the youth or young men, it's talking about we relying on our own strength. This strength is going to be exhausted eventually. But those who wait on the Lord will regain them. This is a precious promise for our Lord. May His words dwell in us. So that the weak among us can be made strong. Can be made strong again. Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们现在来感谢你。
Lord, we must thank you.
主啊，因为我们是何等软弱的人。Because
we are those who are very weak.
主啊，但是你不舍弃我们。But
you abandon us not.
主啊，任何的时间，只要我们愿意回转归向你。No
matter the situation, as long as we're willing to turn around and draw near to you.
主啊，你就恢复我们。You
restore us.
你就赐能力给我们。You
give us power to.
主啊，为着这样的恩典，我们感谢你。
For this kind of grace, we give you thanks.
主啊，我们也把这些话交在你的面前。
We also give into your hands these words.
主啊，求你用着这些话能够激励我们。
May you use them to encourage us.
让我们可以愿意来快跑跟随你。
That we may run quickly after you.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.